Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love me some India RE. She's a musical prophet, ain't she? How you doing? You know, you have already shown your strength, courage, and wisdom by showing up here today. You know that, right? Because showing up here today is part of the divine plan for your spiritual unfoldment. Now, I'm going to do something, because I'm feeling led to do it right now. This might be one of those days of being disclaimed and forewarned that we're going to go with the flow. Are you willing to go with the flow?
Yes.
Are you willing, as the first part of that flow, to move down front? To move down front? Are you guys okay with that? You don't have to. It's okay if you don't, and most people around you do, and you want to completely stand down, that's okay too, because I might come back and talk to you. I don't know, because we're going with the flow. But it would be great if we all came down front, because there was a time, now I know it's summer, but there was a time when you really had to get here early to get a seat in the back at Symphony Space. And right now, we are an intimate crowd. You know what? That's, as the saying goes, it's progress, not perfection. I'll take a few rows. Thank you. Thank you for humoring me. Now, in the flow, I made some notes. And one of the things that I wrote down that's really important to me is the reminder that we may not know how spirit works, but we know it does. Yes?
Yes.
So rather than trying to figure out how it works, let's just today become receptive to the divine idea that the activity of spirit is taking place in us right now. Cool?
Yes.
Okay, spirit is taking place in us right now. Years ago, when I first got involved in Unity, at Unity Center, I thought it was the funniest thing the first time Olga Butterworth said to me, you know, church really is pretty much a spiritual hospital. I was like, God, that's some funny stuff, oh my God. I just laughed, and she said it more than once. And then the more I thought about it, because I was really early on my journey, and the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, for me, it's really more like spiritual rehab, right? It's reminding me of the truth. It's showing me the ways, the tools, the principles to repair what I think is broken in me, to come back into alignment. So I thought, yeah, rehab, spiritual rehab. And it's that rehab that really has strengthened me into who I am today. I honestly don't remember if I spoke about this last time. I feel like I did because it's been heavy on my mind for a little while. But I do not know about you. Yes, I do, because if I'm saying it, we're all one. So I have been through some crap lately. Has anybody been through some crap lately?
Yeah.
You. It stinks. It does, but the thing that's amazed me that I'm getting at with this whole thing about the rehab and the strengthening me to get where I am today is lately, while navigating life itself and the things that come along with it, all a part of it, I have just marveled at the fact that I have become the strong one for so many people. Decades ago, I would have been like, am I watching the future on that channel because you got the wrong one? There is no way. I might have had at one point along the way some deep-seated desire or hope that someday I would lead or be strong for people. I was the big sensitive crybaby, and now I attract them. Like metal shavings to a magnet. Oh my God. And that's where this talk idea came to me. Okay, really, honestly, the talk title came to me. I didn't know my own strength. I didn't know what it meant yet. But there comes a time every week at the Unity office where Zoe needs information to start printing the bulletin. I'm like, you know, I haven't gotten the download yet. Spirit hasn't said, this is it, and this is what to say. So I gave her that talk title, and then I got to contemplate for a few days what that means. I didn't know my own strength. And yesterday I spent some time with a friend yesterday. He was doing a very generous favor for me. And you know what, I hope he doesn't like get all upset about this. Leo, are you still backstage? You are backstage. I thought you were gonna be at one of the cameras. Come here, grab a microphone. Don't be scared. Yeah, I was thinking that yesterday when we got together, and of course, contemplating for a few days, what does this mean? I didn't know my own strength. I know what I think it means, but what does it really mean? Because it's always something else, right? It's always something deeper. There's always something more going on. And yesterday, we had lunch. Surprise. And I said, what does it mean to you? Do you remember what you said, or do you know what it is at this moment in time? You don't have to, this is not a test to see it from yesterday, because I don't remember that well either, but I just remember it was really profound.
The gist of it was about weathering a storm, that after a hurricane and the flagpole still standing and the flag is still on it, it had the strength to endure a hurricane, right?
Oh, that's so not what you said.
What did I say?
I don't know, but that's good. I didn't write it down. This is hieroglyphics.
Tell me what I said.
I don't know, but if I think back, you were basically saying, sometimes I have strength and sometimes I don't. That's kind of what you said. You remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you reminded me that it's a power, one of our powers.
I did. It's one of our 12 powers. It's one of our 12 gifts, powers within us. And I thought of that through conversation because Leo sharing what most of us feel, if not all of us, that sometimes I have strength and sometimes I don't. There's never a time we don't have it. We do not always access it. And a lot of us don't even know how, because we're not talking about working out and pushing, you know, exerting force and everything. That's a whole different kind of strength that we're talking about. But I think that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Stick around. Stay on for the ride today. Oh my God, they did too. You got applause. But really, the thing about strength, I didn't know my own strength. What I realized was it's not my own. It's God's. Yet it is my own, because it is God's. And as one of our 12 powers, when we consciously develop these powers within us, our life starts to shift and transform. It's another step to take. It's like showing up here today. Every one of us showed up here for a different reason today. Yet here we are. We are the cells in the body today for this particular experience. So once I was thinking about strength as one of our powers, once I was reminded of that, I was reminded that it's within me. I mean, you know, we need to simplify this stuff to remember, strength is within me. And right now, there is such a, there seems to be such a predominance of looking out there for something right now, doesn't there? I mean, the world is tilted on its ear right now, and there's so much stuff out there. And so let's talk about strength, because if you look at scripture, Isaiah 39:7 says, their strength is to sit still. So strength is really about stillness. That's really what it is. And what I mean by that is when we're in a situation and I so wish I had done this talk a few weeks ago before some of the experiences I've had, but it's that opportunity to be still and know, instead of freaking out and reacting in so many ways to what's going on around us. Because those are the two places, pretty much. There's not much in between, is there? Nah. We kind of go full throttle to one or the other. So we already know that physical strength is about force and pressure. But I was reminded when I started looking at some stuff that in the Bible, now I'm going to talk about the Old Testament Bible, the character who represents strength is Samson. Remember Samson and Delilah?
Yes.
In the New Testament, it's Andrew. He's asleep. We're going to talk about what's his name? Samson. So, also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. It's that quiet confidence that we often talk about. And we know that strength, we're going to talk about strength not as physical movement, but in quietness and confidence. And Charles Fillmore, the man who not discovered, but really got in contact with these 12 powers in us, these 12 gifts, he said, all strength originates in spirit, not in your physical endowments. And strength really depends on your degree of spiritual awareness. So here are some just basic metaphysics in Bible language. When we talk about man, what are we talking about metaphysically? Man, male. Thinking. It's our intellect, it's our thinking nature. And when we talk about female,
feeling.
So we've got thinking and feeling. And strength, really having strength, is so much about the balance of those two. And this is what Samson and Delilah represent in the Bible. Because the true nature of everyone, all of us and everybody else, is that balance. That's our true nature, the balance of the male and the female, the thinking and the feeling coming together. The real self of every person is both male and female within. And this is what is the true source of our strength. So, when thinking and feeling work in any way against each other, that's when our strength is depleted and that's when weakness is felt. Like the times we freak out instead of getting still and quiet. You know those times we freak out and then you're exhausted after that? Yeah, they're out of balance. Duh. And I was thinking, my grandmother, who was such, she was amazing, like so many grandmothers are, but she was really special. And I think she was onto something when I was a little kid, and I had a temper, and my brother and I would fight, and she hated that. And she said, okay, when you're going to that place, count to 10. Breathe and count to 10. I was like, oh. Nitty was my precursor to unity. Who would have thunk it way back then? So being out of balance in thinking and feeling natures is symbolized through Samson and Delilah. Now, Delilah was actually Samson's enemy because girl deceived him big time. He fell for it. And by shaving his hair while he was asleep, she turned his strength into a condition of weakness. So in the story, Delilah, who represents our feeling nature, is not in harmony with our thinking nature, represented by Samson. And this is true of a lot of people. A lot of people know all the right things to say, the right thoughts to think, the affirmations, the principles of truth, what book they're in, what page they're in, the techniques. They're strong in this aspect, and that's what Samson symbolizes, is all of that intellectual stuff. And many of these same people may have negative, undependable emotions, the freakouts. And therefore, they may find themselves strongly attracted. When you're all in your head, that's when you find yourself attracted to the negative emotions. How many people are, I probably shouldn't ask, this can be rhetorical, are feeling really drawn to TV coverage right now? In what's it called when we're in 12-step? No, before recovery, what got us there? Addiction? Yeah. Anybody feeling like we need a 12-step for watching the news or TV right now? Okay. Well, good. That was a small group of you, so we can probably meet in the back and talk about it after this. But this is what Samson became enamored of Delilah. This is what she symbolizes. She was bad news, and he was attracted to that. So sometimes when we're attracted to negative circumstances, that's when our positive thinking falls asleep, and that's what I'm talking about. I do that far too much for my own taste. I sometimes go ahead with it when I know not to. And those negative emotions, those reactions, is what quickly robs us of our vitality. And vitality is what Samson is really representing in the Bible. And now, there's no judgment on this because it is what it is. We're always in choice. But right now, we are currently surrounded by plenty of opportunities for Delilah to cut our hair off and forget. And so hair does stand for vitality in the Bible. And symbolically, Delilah shaving Samson's head metaphysically means fondness for negative emotions can squander our vitality. So we can see how this Bible story illustrates the reverse of the principle of strength that is established and maintained by keeping the balance between thinking and feeling. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
So when our thoughts are out of harmony with feelings, and feelings deceive our true thinking, and the male and the female are at odds within us, that's when the strength faculty is depleted. Our vitality is shaved when we fall for our own negative emotions. And strength and vitality, be clear, they don't mean the same thing. Strength is in the stillness, and the vitality is in the movement. So that's the strength of Samson. And again, to gain strength, you've got to be still. Because it's the stillness that restores the strength. So the proper time to express strength is always to be still, to know. And Charles Fillmore reminds us that the first step in prayer, or for anything in prayer, take healing for example, is to get still. That's the first thing we have to do. And anyone can do this. And that's why we bring it back to its simplest foundation. Anybody has the power to get still. Yes?
Yes.
okay. Aren't you grateful it's that easy? Seriously. When you're going to that place, if you can remember to get still, it's like, okay, withdraw. Get still. Instead of react, instead of stay in your head and have the freak outs. So this is something that we can all manage. We can all be still. Does anybody feel like you have a problem with that, with doing that? I know it's simple, but as we often say, not necessarily easy. Is there anybody who feels like they have a problem with that concept? Yeah? Getting that, okay. So let's do this. Feet flat on the floor. Take in a deep breath. Let it out. Take in a deeper breath. Let it all the way out. Take in another deep breath. And when you're ready, let it all the way out slowly. Your eyes, if you closed them. You feel different? All we did is we just took three breaths. That's all we did. Thank you for saying that you are challenged by that, because it's not always easy. I've been around a lot of Italians lately. Eventually calms down. It eventually gets into groove. It gets into a rhythm. And that's when we can hear that voice that's guiding us. And when I was doing this yesterday, like, let's breathe. I heard, this is one of those wonderful bumper sticker wisdom things. I heard, grow, Brent, grow. Have you seen those cards? It's like the Talmud is some, you know, Buddha, somebody, I don't know who it is, but somebody's looking at a blade of grass going, grow, grow. Because the blade of grass innately knows what to do. That's all it knows to do, just grow. And so what is your message you might be hearing in you simply from breathing? Simply from doing that exercise that is so necessary to sustain life. It's that easy. This week, whenever you find yourself in a situation, I mean, you know what? Let's say today, let's just stay where we are. Because we'll all have opportunities today, throughout the day, to breathe. Okay? Because we're going to leave this place and go out, and there are other people outside. So we'll have opportunities to breathe. And so, think of this moment. Just think of it. Think, I'm at the fork in the road, or I can go down Freak Out Lane. And this is not as passive as you may seem to be thinking, calculating that it is, because it's in this stillness that we build the strength and hear the voice that guides us, that voice within that guides us in what to do next. Be still, be still, be still, be still, be still and know. Be still, be still and know. Let's say that together a few times. Be still and know. Be still and know. Be still and know. Be still and know. And as we create this, let's go to that place of stillness. And we prepare for that with an affirmation of song. I have faith. Be still. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know. Be still. Be still.
I know.
Strength is the ability to endure, to persevere, to stay the course. This is the corresponding color of our power, our gift of strength. Be still. Breathe in. At your own pace. Just let the breath go deeper. And stay with that beautiful color of green. It's your color. No one else has the exact same color as you. Joining together, forming the most beautiful color of green ever seen. And now as you breathe, move your center of attention from that third eye in your forehead and just let it travel all the way down to the small of your back. This is where that power of strength is physically located in the body. And as you continue to breathe, be still, be still, be still. Sending this beautiful, uniquely yours, color of green, to that area in the small of the back. You may feel a tingling, a tingling physical sensation, or not. It's simply about the awareness. In the stillness, we exercise and strengthen our power, our muscle, our inner muscle of strength. And from that point, see this green color. Is it a mist? Is it a thickness like pudding? Is it a light? You see it filling up your entire body from that point of strength in your lower back. And as your body fills completely, every cell, every atom, every tissue with this beautiful color of green that is yours. We continue to breathe. And we go into that silent place of stillness. We continue to breathe. Breathe in. Breathe. Be still. Knowing that our divine faculty of strength has been activated. And now we surrender. We simply surrender.